Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in the spirit of love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:1-3. God's design for the people whom He has called is that they be at peace with one another, and be at peace among yourselves, 1 Thessalonians 5:13. It is well recognized that those who war with one another are soon consumed by one another. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another, Galatians 5:15. Within the church there is to always be a spirit of harmony, while at the same time we are at war with the world. The saints are to be united against the forces of darkness and evil. For peace to exist, we must have humility, meekness, long-suffering, and forbearance. And of course, all of these divine qualities are bound in love. The supreme command is to love God and one another. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? 1 John 4:20. The outcome of this worthy walk is unity of the Spirit. We are to come in the unity of the faith. Ephesians 4:13. The prophet of yesteryear asked, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. One of the great tragedies in the world is that the division that exists between all of those who claim to be followers of God and travelers on the road to heaven. Religion is so splintered into so many factions that the impact of truth upon the world has had less effect. God requires unity of His followers. Those who make up the great body of the church are to be able to live together in harmonious union. Jesus prayed for them that believed on Him through their word, as the cross cast its shadow over Him, that they may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me, John 17:20-21. We walk worthy of our vocation when we walk together engaged in this great war against evil. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.